Welcome back to Life of a Rapper. Today we will be talking about XXXTentacion, who was a very famous rapper that died on June 18th in 2018. We will get into later how he died.
Yes, that is correct. But first of all, let's talk about X's pre-fame and what it was like for him. Also, we will talk about his family, his mum and baby boy, and how much they meant to him.
Yeah, so before we get into the topic, we should actually talk about X is and some facts about him.
Well, X's real name is actually Jarcer Duan Onfroy, and he was born on the 23rd of January 1998. X was born in a plantation in Florida. He was a troubled kid and had no hope in life. His mother was poor, and his dad was never there in his life because he was locked up in prison. He was raised by his grandmother and his grandfather.
Interesting facts, James.
Yes, indeed. Now let's get into X before he was famous. It started off with X being first going to school. He was a troubled kid and didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't feel like going to school at all. The only thing that kept him in school was his love for music. His auntie got X playing the guitar and the piano. His auntie saw how passionate he was and how good he was at music, so she really wanted him to strive for success.
Also, X also attended karate classes and was also into UFC. X was a short person like me, but except he really knew how to fight. Because of the problems he had at his house, he was always not in the right mindset and really wasn't going to go anywhere in life. X was a very bad person in school and was always trying to start fights with other people. He was kicked out of many schools and no one liked him. He went to a detention center and went to boot camp for 9 months.
Boot camp for 9 months?
Yes, 9 months, James.
That's a long time for a young teen. Anyway, X didn't like many things but fighting, chicks, and breaking into homes. X was charged with many crimes such as armed robbery, possession of a firearm, resisting arrest, and many more. Because of all his dangerous accents, he knew a lot of dangerous people. He had some people he was close with, but majority of people didn't like him. X was always targeted and even got shot in the shoulder.
From X being a bad person and him being in prison, it was terrible. He was in a very bad place. Being in prison is bad and no one would ever want to be there, but it was actually good for X because he met a famous rapper now, but back then he wasn't famous, called Ski Mask the Slump God. At the time when they met, they were both into rapping and liked producing music. Because of their love and passion for music, they stuck together through prison and started to release some good songs and albums separately that really were popular.
X started to get famous and was growing extremely fast. And that was X before fame.
When X's name started to spread around, so did his music. X blew up in the matter of 1 year, which is very fast compared to any other rapper or musician. He grew a fan base which made a movement and changed many people's lives.
I reckon that X grew fast not because of his amazing music, but also him as himself. When X became famous, he stopped with the crimes and was being true to himself. If he had something to say, he would say it. X liked to express his feelings aloud and said what needed to be said. Because X was good at expressing his feelings, he could easily write down what he wanted to say on a sheet of paper, which then turned into lyrics for a song. This is a great reason why X successfully became so famous.
Due to X's good songs that he made, which is really all of them, and he was fortunate enough to get some awards. X had some great awards like American Music Award for Favorite Album, Soul/R&B, BET, Hip Hop Award for the Best New Hip Hop Artist, and Billboard Music Award for the Top Rhythm and Blues Album. These are just three of many other great awards X has gotten. X's success has been crazy because he just came from nothing to being a bad child to now a very successful artist/parent.
Yes, that is right. He is a parent of one with a little boy named Gekhum Onfroy, who is currently 1 year old. X was never able to actually see his son because he died before Gekhum was born. on January the 26th. X wanted Gekhyun to have the best life, and X also saw it as a way to treat Gekhyun really nice, because as a kid, X never got treated nice, and not many people were there for him.
X's girlfriend, Geneva Sanchez, also meant a lot for X. She was a very special person in his world, and X wanted to marry her, but sadly that didn't happen due to X sadly dying. X had support from a lot of people since he became famous, and one of those people was his girlfriend Geneva. X was happy to have her in his life, because as a child, X didn't have that support. The couple announced their relationship publicly on February in 2018, but they knew each other prior to 2018.
Back to X's success, he was one of the most fastest growing rappers. He produced music in 2016 to 2017, but really grew from late 2017 to 2018. He was able to collaborate with many other artists such as Trippy Red, Kodak Black, Ski Master Slump God, ASAP Rocky. This is also a level of success that is very good for X, because collaborating with other famous artists makes him grow, and also the artists they are collaborating with grow. Although most of X's songs are by himself, he has made some great collabs.
And that is X's awards and his success throughout his career. Now let's get into some deep stories about XXXTentacion.
Well, since X was a very creative person, he managed to do something no other artist has ever done before. X made some songs that in reverse had meaning to them. X put secret messages into songs, and it was very clever.
Before we get into talking about his secret messages in songs, you would probably want to know how X died and when.
X died on the 18th of June in 2018.
So there are multiple examples of X's songs in reverse that actually have secret messages. One of them is called Jocelyn Flores by XXXTentacion. When reversing the song, you can hear a gunshot, which is how X died. In reverse, you can hear it say 18th in my heart. This is referring to the day of X's death and is also the birthday of Trippy Red, who had been fighting with X but now has shown his respect by dyeing his hair the same as X's hair.
X also said in Jocelyn Flores, "This is me, it made me feel near." This talk about how X can predict his death coming up soon. The song Jocelyn Flores was made on August 29th of 2017, and X later died on the 18th of June in 2018. In reverse, it says, "I died living and some witness saw it." On the scene of X's death, there were many witnesses that witnessed his death. Another secret message that was said was, "Don't fear bullets, it's all human exception, I'm something else." This is X telling everyone not to fear bullets, because he did fear, but he made an exception to himself by calling himself something else other than human.
Another secret message that X said was, "And then he'll put us in, I'm digging, the man's sick." This is X saying that the devil is basically telling him to, he is digging his own grave, and then X calls him sick. This is also referring to X's song, Revenge, where he says, "I've dug two graves for us, my dear," referring to him and Jocelyn and this song called Jocelyn Flores. He also says in reverse, "On the way we've seen her walk insane." This meaning is X talking about Jocelyn Flores going insane and leading herself to suicide.
Another one of X's secret message is, "Wonder where my scent went." This is referring to where X's sister went as they split up when they were just children. "Demons in my head" is another one of X's message that mean how X is talking about his depression and sickness that is inside of his head. Another secret that you can hear in reverse is, "Monster must go now." This is X talking about in hell and seeing the devil and telling us he must go now before the devil catches him communicating with the world.
X is an incredible artist and is very talented, as you can see by his secret messages. Also, it is cool how he has done the secret messages, but at the same time, majority of the words are about death and sadness. These were all predictions that he made that all ended up to actually be correct.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast of Life of a Rapper. Hope you enjoyed.